Welcome, everyone, to the Parks, Trails, Arts, and Recreation Advisory Board meeting. Today's Tuesday, June 23rd. It's good to see you all. We have a visitor or two. Welcome, Derek Israelson. He came to one, I think, when was that? It was right before everything went a bit crazy there, huh? Was it February or March?
Yeah, February.
Yeah. Yeah, with the Woods Cross, what's it called?
Mountain bike team.
Yeah. I was looking for mountain. That's where I was looking for. So welcome, Derek. Let's kick things off. David, I know you said you didn't have any specific updates. Is there anything we should be aware of in terms of COVID updates that we should talk about, David?
Yeah, nothing really. We've got kind of a plan in place to potentially open the splash pad when I think these COVID jumps have been crazy. In fact, the signs we had made are going to be in tomorrow, so that'll make it a little bit easier. The county did ask that we have a plan in place if you can get over 50 people, whatever, what we do. And so we've been dealing with the police on how maybe we handle that. And that's a little bit tricky because we don't want to put any of our employees in a bad spot as far as shutting down a splash pad that potentially has 200 people or something at it, you know?
Right.
So that's kind of where we're stuck right now. I think it's kind of a wait and see. I think if you guys saw the numbers for North Salt Lake are extremely high right now, actually. I think we have over 100 cases right now, so. But other than that, nothing really to report.
Okay. Is there anything that we'd need to do as part of this board to support or make any decisions along those lines?
No, I think Ryan and I did a good job at the council. I think the council's a little split still on what to do with that kind of stuff right now as well.
Okay.
They gave us some of you guys' consideration and, you know, took that in. You know, like I said, I put together a plan as far as how we could potentially open it, but I think, again, right now with the health department and everything else, there's concerns just with this pretty massive spike we've had.
Yeah.
David, has there been any deaths in North Salt Lake?
I don't know about deaths. I've got the report. Let me see. Sorry, I should have had this open again.
No, that's okay. That's okay. You can find out later. That's okay.
We're for our population, we are extremely high, the percentage.
Yeah.
I do know that. We have almost as many. We have as many cases as most of the bigger cities, to be honest with you. So.
That's interesting. Okay. Yeah. Thanks for keeping us posted, and I'm sure if anything comes up that you'd need our input on, you'll let us know.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, we're up 87% increase from last week.
And did you say 87?
87%, and it was in North Salt Lake, we have exactly 100 cases.
Wow. That's interesting. Okay. Thanks for that, David. Derek, do you want to share what you had been thinking? Because I know last time we talked, you had explained that the mountain bike team at Woods Cross needs to do some service, right?
Yeah. So our organization, NICA, which is the national organization, they really like the teams to give back to the community and trail wise, whether it's working on the trails that we ride on or some other way. And so I was just wondering if that's something we could do at this point, or is COVID going to relegate us not jumping in quite yet? What do you guys think on that part?
David, what are your thoughts? Are we able to have the team help with things like that?
It would depend on the number of people you've got. And by the way, Derek, this is awesome. I appreciate you following up with this too. I know TJ is going to be the best one to answer this. I'll let him chime in. But they've been doing a lot more work on the trails this year. They've been doing spraying and stuff. So how many people are you looking at, Derek?
Well, we've got 50 riders this year, and we like to involve the parents as much as possible. I mean, that would give us, you know, quite a bit, but not everybody shows up at the same time. We could also divide up into groups like we divide up when we go ride. We're actually allowed to ride right now, but we divide up in really smaller groups to about 10. Last night we rode Mueller Park, and we had three different groups of 10 individuals. And we all wear masks at the beginning and whenever we stop. So, you know, that's something we could do is break up into smaller groups of 10, hit different parts of the trail so we're not all congregating. Or maybe we even do it on different nights with fewer people, you know.
That's awesome. That's a cool organization, like I said, that has, you know, I think there's good buy-in like that. So, I don't know, TJ, what's your take on, is there a certain area that they could look at, that we could work with them on?
We have actually gone through all the trails of the kids and just any of the overhanging trees or brush we've cut back. As far as like the actual trail itself, we've sprayed. But there's always work that can be done. And yeah, I think if we just separated into smaller groups and you guys wanted to do some service like that, I don't know any one particular part of the trail that needs it more. You guys riding it, probably you have a just as good or even better indication of what needs to be done.
Yeah, we rode Wild Rose, I think it was last Thursday, and we just felt it was really tight in some sections with all the brush that's starting to grow in and thicken up. Yeah, and I thought that might be a possibility there.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. So,
is that something TJ and Derek that you want to follow up on separately to kind of make a plan for that, or is there anything that we can take away from this meeting in terms of next step, TJ?
You know, if you guys want to, I mean, we're kind of moving on to different things, so if there's more that needs to be, done or cut back, you guys can definitely do that, and if you need our assistance, you know, we're more than welcome to come back and help if there's more that needs to be done.
Okay. Should I maybe suggest a couple of dates to you to see if they work out? And is it something where we bring all our own tools? Does the city provide any tools? Are there other trails beside Wild Rose that might need work? Like, you know, there's the Wild Rose trail, but then there's that trail that goes down below the boulevard there behind the tennis courts. Is that the maintained trail? I know I've ridden that a few times.
Right now, there's still, that's kind of, we haven't been kind of opening that up to, I mean, people can access it, obviously. We haven't shut it down, but it's not something we're promoting people to do just because of the work that's up there and still needs to be done.
Yeah.
But it is open. It's just not, and we have gone through it as far as like what maybe you guys look at it from a mountain biker standpoint. I'm not really sure what you guys want or yeah, what you're looking for.
Okay. Well, maybe what I can do, maybe I'll just go ride Wild Rose and really pay attention and maybe even that lower section, unless you don't want us to really work on that one. But then I can maybe just in an email point out, here's a couple of sections here and there. Push back a little bit and then devise a plan or throw out a couple of dates and see if you guys would be willing to for us to go ahead and do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're, you know, if we can help assist with getting you guys tools or whatever you need, we're more than happy to do that. We're not spending until July 1st, but after that, we need to get something. We can definitely look into it.
Okay.
So. Awesome. Cool. Derek, does that help with the direction that you need?
Yeah, I think so. I think, like I said, I'll just kind of go evaluate a little closer, thinking that in mind, you know, as far as what I see on the trail. And then I'll send you guys an email and
perfect,
and kind of point those things out.
Awesome. Sounds great.
I have your email address, Derek, so I'll shoot you an email right now that's got both mine and TJ's contact on it.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
that is a possible. Correct me if I'm wrong, David and or Ryan, but I feel like a lot of those new park decisions kind of have been put on hold as the budget has been affected with everything that's been happening.
Hey, I'll chime in. I think that's fair to say. We had talked, you know, that was one of the ideas that I had floated out there thinking would be something really cool to do, just south of, or just west, I guess, just down the hill from Wild Rose. There's a section of land that the city is going to have access to. I thought a pump track would be really great on that flat space, but I think that a resource and budget is going to be a little tight for the next calendar year.
Yeah, that has been discussed, and I think that once we do resume those discussions, Derek, your input would definitely be sought out.
Okay, one final question, if you don't mind, sorry.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
The property that's just west of Tunnel Springs, with all the dirt mounds that are there, does that have plans of something else in the future, or is that a potential pump track location since all that dirt's piled there?
So, I'll jump in, Manuel. Okay. So that land is owned by the city, and actually has been discussed a few different ways. You know, for park expansion or what it could be. And I don't think there's anything earmarked for it right now. So that could be definitely part of the discussion, Derek.
Yeah. Okay.
You say it was west of Tunnel Spring?
Yeah.
So there's 10 acres just west of Tunnel Springs. It's kind of right up against the gravel mine.
Yeah.
And right now it's just storing the dirt from the landslide.
Got it.
Because it's almost like the dirt's already there, ready to just be mulled. You know? So anyway. I appreciate that. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. All right, let's hop into these event updates real quick. The Sunset Concerts, I think we're still in a holding pattern for many of these events, and the Sunset Concerts, I think, are one of them. If you feel differently, let me know. The Kite Festival, we've canceled for this year, so I think we'll pick that up next year. Summer Trails. Rachel, do you want to chat about how the last one went and talk about what the next one coming up is?
Sure. So the last one was the Jordan River Parkway, and I was at the boat takeout there by Jordan or Porter's Landing. Yeah. there was, other than people on the board who showed up there, I spoke with three people, which is great. And they didn't know that the city had this committee at all or anything like that, which I think is great. So we got the word out. The next one we're doing is the Legacy Trail, and I will be at the trailhead there by the parking lot of that treatment center, just below the bridge that goes over Legacy Parkway. A thought that I had, and maybe I can get some feedback. I was talking with Linda about if the city had one of those banners that we could just stick in the ground that said North Salt Lake City event or Parks and Arts event or sponsored by Parks and Arts Board or something. Yeah, because I was there with balloons and water and granola bars and the maps, and the few people that I stopped other than the people on the board were like, "You're weird. Why are you here with balloons? Like, your party didn't show up and you're here handing out the favors, right?" Like, so I was like, if I could have something that would maybe initiate a conversation about the city is doing this for you. Here's a bottle of water from the city. Thanks for coming out or whatever. You know, it's like, I don't know. Is there such a thing? Or yeah, I can make one.
We have a couple of feather flags that we used last year at that trail.
Oh,
so yeah. You use those. They're like, what, like 12 feet tall?
Yeah. Where do I pick those up?
We have them down here in the Public Works Building.
Okay.
And yeah, that sounds like that would do the job, right?
That would do the job. That would make it look a little more official instead of like a party that didn't work out. Okay.
Yeah, they look cool. We need to get a few more of those anyway.
Except for okay.
This year, they're not much of a rush.
Okay, so the next one is on July 11th. Is somebody at the Public Works Building all the time? Do I need to make an appointment like the City Hall? Or what's the best way to do that, John?
I mean, we're here Monday through Thursday, so anytime you want to come down and pick them up, or even if you want us to drop them at your house, I could drop them off at your house and just put them on your porch.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because then there's not any other events that would be needing those between now and the second week of August, right?
No, I mean, we had them for like the car show and these type of events. So obviously the fireworks aren't happening.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe could I just come down tomorrow and pick them up then?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay. I will be there tomorrow then.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Awesome. Thanks, Rachel. Do you need any help for this next one? It's relatively low key, but
yeah, no, I just kept the water and the granola bars, and they're in a little spot in my house, so I'll just keep those.
Awesome.
And I'll get more balloons, and those flags will help a lot. So
awesome, cool.
Thanks,
Rachel.
Yeah.
What about the Master Corral? Any updates there, Kristen, that we should know about?
No, we have not received one word. I think I told you last time he talked about whether we wanted to meet virtual or anything like that. We have not heard one word from him at all. Okay. So nothing to report.
All right. Keep us posted.
Okay.
NSL Reads, Ron, I believe I sent you some of the previous year's information.
Yeah, you did. So it sounds like the major decision we need to make is the author we would like to invite. We had one recommendation of Christian McKay Heidecker, a local author who is a Newbery Honor Award winner.
That's right.
I'm not familiar with him. I'm wondering, is anybody familiar with this author? The award-winning book. Which is apparently. Hey,
what's the name of the book? Sorry, you cut out. Do you know?
Scary Stories for Young Foxes.
Scary Stories.
Mm-hmm. So I guess it's targeted for age ranges of about 8 to 12. There's another author, Jennifer Nielsen, who has written a couple of series for about the same age range. I'm not familiar with her either, other than she seems to have written quite a few books. So I'm happy to reach out to either of these. Like I say, I don't know anything about them, but the one Newbery Award winner, came recommended to us.
Yeah, that's right. Did I can't remember if it was for this event that we had talked about also possibly involving multiple authors instead of just having to feature one. Ryan, does that ring any bells or anyone else on the board?
Yeah, we had, in the past, we've always had like a magician, or do you remember we had the lizard people, right? And that's the wrong term. It's like a reptile, right? That brought, right. brought snakes and lizards and stuff. And so it was trying to like cater to different groups of people. But one thought we had discussed in a previous meeting was having two different authors just to hear different perspectives. But I don't know if that's hard or what that we do. Ron, I have a connection with an author as well that's more like young adult fiction, you know, slightly older than 8 to 10, like probably like 12 to 17, that I could send you and see if you thought
okay.
was interesting.
Okay, that'd be great.
Ron, do you need help kind of hunting down how to contact them?
So these authors, I think I can probably contact them. They, you know, they have websites and it looks like they have specific contact page.
Got it.
So I think they're accustomed to these kinds of things. Both of these authors make a lot of school visits too. It looks.
Oh, awesome.
So is the committee comfortable with me just going for this? You want me to just reach out to one or more of these authors?
Yeah, I think that's
okay.
Yeah, I don't feel strongly in support or against any of them that you've mentioned. I don't know if anyone else has different thoughts or opinions, but I'm okay with moving forward with those.
Yeah, I agree. Ron, do you think that we'll be able to have an event? Like, do we need to be thinking backup plan of like Zoom event or something, or you think we're going to be green by September?
I don't know. I you know, there gatherings are of course allowed right now under certain circumstances, and city gatherings are allowed if we have appropriate social distancing measures in place. There's quite a lot of pressure to move the state to green, but I'm sure everybody has seen what happened over the past several days with a memo that was written by the state epidemiologist being released, and that's really just had a lot of people really concerned because our numbers are going the wrong direction. So it's a really good question, Ryan. I don't know if we'll be at green or not. Right now, we seem to really be in a holding pattern, staying at yellow for most of the state. It really depends on what's going to happen over the next few weeks to see if we can kind of get a handle on these increased case counts.
That's awesome. Okay. I was just wondering, as we're reaching out to these guys, if we needed to prepare them for possible unusual experiences, but I'm sure they're already well aware that you know, gatherings are kind of unusual right now. So I'll leave it in your trusted hands.
No, that's a good point. I appreciate it.
I think worst case scenario, we could still have the writing competition, right? I don't feel like that would be affected by it, would it?
I wouldn't.
Yeah, no, that should be affected. I do have a question about that. How have we chosen topics in the past for the writing competition?
So in the past, we've always chosen it based on the author. So it was kind of in line with the author's book. So in theory, if you picked this really cool Newbery winner, you could do something like you know,
scary stories
or something, right? That you know, or scary stories that have a moral or that you learn from or something, because all of his books have some sort of like educational piece to the scary story, right? And so there could be something like that. When we picked the robot guy, it was something about you know, the story had something about future and robots, and we did something about fantasy with the last author. So okay. It's always been kind of to tie in with the author.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. Cool. Any other questions or things that we can help out with there, Ron?
No, I think that gives me some good direction. Thanks.
Very cool. Sweet. The Halloween 3K, Tammy, I believe you're going to help kind of be our rep on that event, correct? I think you're still muted, but I see you nodding your head. and what I can do, because the recreation, Julie, right? I think that's her name. They said that they can help out with that. So what I can do, I can shoot you an email and put you in contact with them over at recreation.
That'd be good, because I've never done it. I've never been to it. So, but I do have some questions on it, if I can ask.
Yeah, absolutely.
A couple things. So is there like an Instagram and Facebook or marketing type thing that is a way of getting the North Salt Lake residents aware of things that people are aware of? Because like, if there is, like, I don't see it, or maybe I'm just not aware of it.
Yeah.
I probably should be.
Good question. So, and just a little more background for the newer members. We actually had started to build out Facebook and Instagram for this committee and the events that we help organize. But we realized that it's much easier to reach the residents through the city's accounts. So the city has a Facebook page and an Instagram page. And then they obviously also send out notifications for anyone subscribed and everything. So we actually do all of that through Linda, who coordinates, and she posts it. Anything that we need shared and posted, we can go through Linda Horrocks, and she can take care of that for us through the city pages. Oh, you're on mute again.
Oh, geez, sorry. So I just, like, we would just tell her and then she posts it for us.
Yeah, and so Rachel historically has helped design all those posts for the events. So,
and same with like that electronic board that's on the roundabout. Does she do that as well?
I would imagine that she would know how to update that.
Yeah, Linda updates all those.
Oh, does she? Okay. Because I would just think that probably those are the things that the more marketing that you get, then you would definitely, and especially like those of us that are on this as well, if we get it out on our things, then we would probably, because you know, the more that you like two people that know it, then they spread the word as well.
Exactly.
And can I just ask Rachel as well, like on her summer trails thing? So I might have missed. So the next one is Legacy Trail on July 11th. So what time is that at? Did I miss that somewhere? I'm sorry, because I want to come to your last one, and I'm sorry. I might not have written it down. I'm so sorry about that.
Rude. No, it's fine.
I missed your party with the balloons.
Oh. It's from 9 to 10. Well, I'm there at the trailhead from 9 to 10.
Okay.
Yes, I did. It is posted in the newsletter that goes out with the bills, the utility bill.
Okay.
And then on the NSL chat Instagram for the city's Instagram, and then it's been on their Facebook.
Okay.
So yes, that's where we're struggling of getting the word out. I agree with you, but it's
okay.
It was harder when we were trying to be separate from the city. So we're kind of baby steps.
Okay. The reason that I ask is because I do a lot of like social media stuff with the work that I do. And so I was wondering, I haven't ever done like the Halloween thing, but I thought, so when they do the 3K, is it like a costume thing? Like, do they do? Okay. That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah. So last year I went, Ryan was there. Manuel, did you go?
No, I wasn't in town.
And so my family and I, we dressed up, we were Alice in Wonderland characters. And so we were in our costumes and there was a lot of other people in costumes. They had a storyteller, a witch storyteller that was there. There was prizes for the 3K winners. We had pre-bought a certain number of donuts from like Donut Kebab, the food truck. And so those were free to the people who came. Which was amazing. People really liked that. So,
and the bags with books, right? Did you?
Yeah,
say that?
There was bags with books that all the kids got. So,
it's like three times around the track there, Tammy, down by Hatch Park. Yeah.
So, is there a budget and things for that as well?
Yeah, there is.
And that person is gonna.
Oh, you went on mute.
Oh, I'm on mute again. I'm not touching a thing. So this is so weird that I keep going on mute. Maybe you don't want to hear from me. But will that person have the budget and all that I can talk to?
Yeah. So what I can actually do, I'll talk to Elisa because she did it last year. And what we've tried to do is put together like a one sheet for all of these events that answer these specific questions. Okay. So I'm sorry. I should have followed up with her on that to get that to you. But I made a note, and I'll connect you with her, and because I think she does have a one sheet that goes through it. And then for the actual race, I think the Julie from Recreation can help organize that and get that set up.
Okay. Well, we have plenty of time, but I just feel like right now it's like really kind of in the dark, which is so Halloween-ish.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll be much better prepared the next one. So we're good.
Yeah.
Can I add something? One thing, and Pepin added this already, but it was really cool. Last year, they bought books from the author that we invited to come to the NSL Reads event. Then they had them all bagged, and so then as people finished the race, they like won a book that they could like read with their kids. But it was like the book of the author that we invited, so it was kind of cool that they like combined the events. So I don't know if that's something that you'd be interested in, or if that's something, depending on what author it is, that would work.
I could talk with Ron on that, so that's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was kind of fun.
Yeah, and then we bought quite a few little thing bags of stuff from Amazon, party supplies that went in the bags for the kids to do. And what Rachel doesn't tell you, it's her and her cute family won the contest last year.
Way to go, Rachel.
Humble brag.
Rachel, and tell us that.
It was fun.
Yeah, and I thought the second vote for that food truck being a huge hit. Pre-buying the food truck was really fun because as people showed up, it was like, I don't remember if you got a card, if you just waited in line, you got through the first however many hundred. And it was so fun because everybody was just like beyond surprised. They'd be like, oh, kids, we can't do that. And then we'd be like, no, it's free, just go get in line. Everybody was excited. So I don't even think it was that big of a budget item, but it was really a big hit.
I'm not even listening.
Well, we have to cross our fingers that we'll be green by then. That's going to be the kicker.
Yeah.
I'm sure hoping for that. Okay, yeah, and I'll make sure to put you in touch with Elisa and get you that information. That should help. Awesome. Thanks, Tammy. Dallas, with the photo contest, what do you need from us to move things forward?
Well, I've come totally unprepared because my computer 30 minutes before the meeting decided to die. So
nice.
Everything's on there. I made a little square Instagram type thing that we could plug some dates into and stuff, but may have to start over. Who knows?
We'll hope it's not dead.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you need anything from us right now?
I had some questions that came up. If COVID's still around in September, is there really a point of having a contest where we'll print out paintings or print out pictures that are in buildings that are locked up? So that was one concern. So are the offices open? I heard that. I thought I heard last time that they were working from their houses, the utility ladies and whoever else works in there.
Ryan, do you know what the status is on City Hall?
So, city staff could answer probably better than I can, but the City Hall's open by appointment, and you can get in. But, I mean, you can just get in. Oh, sorry, David, you can go.
Yeah, it's still shut down right now. So yeah, you can go if you got an appointment and stuff, but it's locked right now.
Maybe we should change it to an Instagram feature type contest, and maybe just give them a small prize or something.
If you're not planning to hold it until September. Right, to give away the winners, declare the winners.
Right.
No, I don't know if we want to make that call yet, because if we're green, we might as well still hold the event.
Yeah.
And have it.
Yeah, so we can still have the event, and then how we celebrate the winners can be determined depending on how things are at the end of it. Right?
Right. I just worry that we're just going to have a bunch of pictures that are hanging up in an empty building. So.
Yeah, I think we should definitely add the social media element to it, regardless of.
With what we discussed last time, having those who participated but didn't win were featured on the Instagram.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. What about the dates for it and everything?
We had just said the middle of, I think we actually said middle of October. October, but you said September, so of course everything's on the computer that I can't look at. So September or October, it's maybe September. Wait, I think we did say September because it had just been like, oh, school had just started, so everybody's looking for something to do. So
let's see, we said decided to have the photo contest deadline on August 15th.
August.
But we can definitely push that back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So what we had discussed was have the pictures displayed at the NSL Leeds event, which is in September.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The deadline would have been August 15th. And we can also work, again, it just depends on how everything's looking by then, but we can make those decisions a little closer.
Right.
Okay. All right. Do you need anything from people here to help kick it off?
Not at this time. I have in theory stuff, but it's kind of still up in the air, really. So
yeah. Okay. Well, in the meantime, let us know if you need to reach out between now and our next meeting. Feel free to do that so we can make sure. You have what you need, and we can have a fun time with this contest.
Okay.
Awesome. Anything else? Anything else that I missed in terms of events that we help out on? Okay. If not, this next piece, the park visits. Sorry, I didn't realize that I hadn't sent out the report card yet until Kristen reminded me. This afternoon, but I did send that out in an email. If anyone has feedback from the parks that they that we were hoping to visit this month, let me just go down that list real quick. Rachel, was there anything from Wild Rose that you saw, or if you even had a chance to go?
I did have a chance to go, and no, everything looked up to par as far as it could be at this point, you know, it was great.
Good to hear. Ryan, I had you down for Foxborough South. Was there anything there that you felt would be of note?
Um, I went through Foxborough South, and I had a question about the lights in the pavilion. So are the lights just on a timer? Is there a switch? I know that there's power at the pavilion, but I wasn't quite sure how that worked. Is some nights it's on and some nights it's not. And I don't know if you guys know how that works.
Should be a phono cell.
What was that, TJ?
I said it should be off of a photo cell.
Sorry, TJ, I think my internet's really bad. I'm missing.
Okay. Yeah, it should be off a photo cell. There's
it's no just off of a photo cell. It just runs at night and then...
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I had a question about that, and I was just wondering. Actually, the South Park was looking really great, and I thought that it was in fantastic shape. I did have a question about Elizabeth Park. I don't know if anyone else was assigned it, but I kind of was reviewing Elizabeth Park sometime this last week, and I noticed that Elizabeth doesn't have a garbage can. And I was wondering if that was a reason. I think it's called Stone Park technically, but it's the park on Elizabeth Drive in North Foxborough. It doesn't have a garbage can. And there was lots of trash around, and I started to pick it up, and then I didn't have anywhere to put it. So I was going to like drive home with my trash to throw it away. I was like, oh, I wonder if that's why there was more trash there than I was used to, because there was a lot. And then I saw that there was a whole bunch of weeds growing in the bark, and the bark was a little bit low. And so I think Elizabeth could definitely have a review and see if we needed to add more bark or if we needed to do something to kill some of the weeds that have taken over some of the bark.
Yeah,
is that where we were having? Is that where we were having a dog issue?
Yes.
Yeah, you were having the dog poop issue there. That's why you took away the trash can. Is that right?
Yes.
You're taking the dog bags out and throwing them on the playground and on the slides and stuff.
I remember you guys had to pressure wash it like 3 times in a row.
We had the police.
It was a joke.
Yeah, we involved the police in it. So we took the cans away, and that actually helped alleviate the problem.
That's awesome.
So they're also missing the can out of what we call AC Park, Ryan. What one is that one?
That's South Foxborough.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that's missing a can as well.
It's weird. They had a can there the other day when I went there.
Oh.
So is it only missing a can sometimes, Dallas?
I don't know. I noticed it on... I think it must have been Saturday or Sunday.
Someone stole it this last week.
Well, I reviewed it too early, Manuel. I'm sorry.
we got another. There should be another one out there now. But as far as the weeds, we just sprayed. We'll spray again. As far as the bark, we're going to have to wait for the new budget year.
Yeah, I was going to chime in because I guess I get the blame on that one. He wanted to get bark last week, and I told him to stick it because we're out of money, so he has to wait for me.
He actually did come to stick it.
So. That is a true story. I use more vulgar language because that's what I do.
Because it wasn't on Zoom being recorded.
It wasn't on Zoom, and I don't want to offend anybody.
Okay, that's good feedback though. To know that's why there's low on bark. Is there anything that we can or should do regarding that though, Ryan? Is that feedback that I should pass up to Ken or more formally through the city council?
No, I think we should hear all the reports and then maybe you could send an official report of all of our findings.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah, I'm taking notes right now. Thanks, Ryan, for those updates. Christine,
we went to Tunnel Springs. Was it Tunnel Springs I was supposed to go to?
Yep.
Yeah, we drove up there, but I wasn't quite sure what I was looking for. So when I see the form, now did you send that? Did you say already tonight?
Yeah, I thought I replied to Sally's email.
Because Sally's original email had when I talked to her this morning, it said Kristen Berg, a whole nother email address.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Looking at the joint meeting, I need to be added.
Okay.
Because I haven't seen it yet, but I'll fill it out and then I'll have it for the next time.
Awesome.
Or I'll send it. I'll send it to Yeher.
Perfect. Okay. What about Legacy? I think that was Dallas, right?
Right.
Anything there?
So there was a busted water jet on the splash pad, which I assume will be fixed if they turn it on. The first aid cabinet, the CentOS first aid cabinet, is a complete mess, and I don't know why you're paying them for their services if they're not replenishing the first aid there.
So we outsource the first aid there?
Yeah, there's a cabinet on the west side of that, the big building, and it's supplied by CentOS.
We haven't had them do it for a while. We actually ended up filling it. Every time we fill it, people just take all that we want, but we have to have a first aid station required by the health department, but every time we leave it open, it's pretty much gone, so.
Understandable. Then Pavilion 2 is missing the bird deterrent. The bird spikes or whatever it is on top of one of the lights. And so looks like there's some bird poop coming off that one. And then on one that's right next to it, there's actually a sparrow nesting in that light, or on top of the light, I should say, because the deterrent is above where the bird was. So it doesn't exactly help for the smaller birds, but maybe an adjustment on it can help to keep the birds off. there's a barbecue grill I didn't write the number down, but it's on the east side of the park in what looks like the trash can closet, for lack of a better term. Just a little area where brick. I wasn't sure if that belonged to the city or not, but it's not locked down at all. So I'm surprised it's still there and hasn't been ripped off.
Like an actual barbecue?
Yeah.
Not like the charcoal stands? Oh, interesting.
So that was a bit odd, but I was like, oh, I'll just bring a tank and I'll come have a barbecue.
Pretty sure that's not the city's, am I right?
Which one is this again? Sorry.
Legacy.
A gas barbecue grill.
Well, no, we don't have any. It's someone's that just left it there.
Okay.
If it is there.
Right, if it's still there.
We're getting a lot of people just bringing their trash and dumping them in garbage cans, and we're finding couches and chairs, and when people move out of apartments, they put them in the garbage can areas, so
yeah,
that
noise is meaning more.
That barbecue could have been trash.
Yeah. I'd imagine with DI being closed that people have no way of getting rid of things.
Yeah. That's great feedback, though. Dallas, was there anything else?
That's it. Everything else looked good.
Thanks so much.
Oh, where does the park end on the north side? Because there's that road that leads out of the park to that roundabout area.
Mm-hmm.
And there were weeds 5 feet high over there. And I didn't write that down, but because I wasn't sure if that was part of the park or if that was part of some other property.
Yeah, there's a fence line right there. That's where it enters into Woods Cross.
Oh,
okay. I'm not really sure exactly what you're talking about, but
it's just slightly north of the number 3 field, or I don't know, the west field that's on the west side of the parking lot.
Yeah, there's a mow strip that separates the native to the turf. So
Dallas, just so you know, that's the UDOT property. If you remember a few months ago, where we were talking about the dog park, that's the property.
Yeah, okay. And I was looking at all those signs for the first time ever, and you can't miss it. If you're bringing a dog, you've got to have seen that, those signs, because they're everywhere.
Ryan has a great picture of a guy sitting with the dog in front of the sign.
Well, he should post it right next to where the sign is so the guy knows that he's been seen.
A little public shaming.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good feedback. Thanks, Dallas.
Yep.
Okay, let me see. Ron, did you get a chance to look at Foxborough South? Is that right? Is that the right note that I have there?
I thought I was Foxborough South, but maybe that was wrong.
I'm not sure. I'm looking at my notes now, comparing them against the minutes. There's a discrepancy. But Ron, was there a park that you visited or took a look at?
No, there wasn't one that I visited this month.
Okay. And then Tammy, was it Deer Hollow?
Yeah, and I went up there, but so they're doing a bunch of work on there, but I didn't have the report card, so I didn't really know what I was looking for, to be honest.
Yes.
So, can I take a rain check?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, that's on me. I skipped out on that. I spaced.
Okay.
I did go to Mathis. And it was nice. Like, we were surprised at, like, what a nice field Mathis is. And I've forgotten that. I think we went there the first time I joined this board. But it's the lawns look really great. So the report card goes through it, and I went through and used it. The thing that stuck out, my five-year-old son, he was excited to go to the park, and we got there, and he went on the playground, and he was underwhelmed by the playground. He actually said, I thought it would be more exciting. And that kind of like broke my heart, but I know we've talked about, making renovations to that and how that's not really targeted towards like playground going children at that park right now. So we were thinking about what other things can happen at Mathis. He still had fun. That was just his first reaction, and he still enjoyed himself. The other things, the garbage was overflowing. I think you guys had mentioned that that's a pretty standard or recurring issue. But the garbage was overflowing there. I think that was the main piece of feedback, that there was overflowing garbage, and then there was some litter in the bark also at the playground. And then we were talking about, well, maybe if it's more of like a picnic park than a playground park, what that looks like. Possibility of having a barbecue grill added there. It's actually really nice because the shade covers the playground, and the sitting, or the trees provide shade to that area. But I know that we've been discussing things to do to Mathis, so... the only feedback for this would be just the garbage overflowing and some litter across the playground and seating area.
At home, I think.
But that's all I had for Mathis. And the fence looks great. I know we replaced that last year, but that's all the feedback I had. I'll real quick assign some new parks, if that's all right for everyone. So I think we had, I'll go through Cambria Park. I'm just going to go down this parks list. Rachel, you said you did visit Wild Rose, right? That one's good. Do you want to check out, I'm trying to think of one that's kind of up there. What's another park in your neck of the woods? Do you want to go to Palmquist? Okay. Ron, if you can check out Stonehenge Park.
Sounds good.
And then, Christine, you're going to do Tunnel Springs.
Okay.
Okay.
And Dallas, if you want to check out, we haven't done Fox Hollow yet, right? So I think if you can do Fox Hollow, Dallas.
Which one is that one?
It's on 655 North Fox Hollow Drive.
That's the elementary school park.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can do that.
Awesome. And Tammy, you'll look at Deer Hollow. And that's why, Ron, I had you on the list twice. And then Ryan.
Can I do Norfolk?
Yeah.
Has anyone done that one?
No, I don't think so. What's that one called?
Norfolk. It's on Norfolk Drive and kind of at the end of, can't remember. It's just west of Legacy, kind of south of Legacy, west of Foxborough Drive, or Fox Hollow Drive, yeah. North of Foxborough.
Norfolk. I don't see that on the parks pamphlet.
Am I calling it wrong, TJ? Isn't it Norfolk Park?
We call it Cambria Park, but you can call it... It's...
Oh, that's Cambria. Oh, I see it, yeah. So you want to do Cambria, Brian? That'd be great.
Yeah. Okay. Do we call it Cambria because that was just the housing name of the home design?
Yeah, from the very beginning, that's what we called it, but we can change it to Norfolk. It's at the end of Norfolk, if I remember right.
It's on Google Maps as Norfolk.
Interesting. Okay.
That's how I know it. I'm sorry to cause a problem. I'll happily take that Cambria Park manual.
Yeah, please do. I'll do Hatch Park this month too. Okay. Sweet. Thank you all for doing that. I think it's helpful to have actual eyes throughout the park so we can give real feedback. And make things better across the board. So I did take notes on the feedback that we did have today, and David, should I submit that to you or anyone else, or who's the best person to send that up?
Yeah, just send you over if you've got good notes on it. If we perfect. Could listen to everything you said too, so yeah, written this will be good.
Awesome. Okay. Is there any update, David, from Public Works that you want to share, anything we need to cover?
Not really. I mean, I think everything's going well. We got a pretty good crop of seasonals this year, which has been rare. So they've been tearing it up. They've been doing a good job, other than me not giving them money for stuff.
We have the people.
No, they've been making good use of their time. We got a good crew, and I don't know. I don't mean to be rude, but that's been kind of tough for us to find the last few years. So,
good. Well, I'm glad to hear that this year's turning out better. Yeah, let us know if there's anything else. Ryan, any update from City Council?
So I think David already kind of took the thunder with the splash pad update. And so I don't have anything else major from this last City Council meeting. Unless Ron, you know anything else major that I'm not adding in, I think I'm good.
Okay. Is there anything else? I don't have anything new to discuss. Everyone okay? No questions or comments, concerns? Alrighty then. I think we're good. Thank you all for coming tonight. And our next meeting, let me pull up the calendar real quick, is July 28th. Nope. It's the fourth Tuesday. So the 28th, July 28th.
July 28th. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Take care.
Bye.
See you.
Okay. Bye.